Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed it. Anyway, you'll find a way. This episode is brought to you by Dusty's Napkin Number 1. Available on eBay now. Drawn by the celebrated Dusty Rich. He's an artist slash comedian who lives in Brisbane. But he's from South Africa originally. And that's the sort of thing you can really see in the beautiful, powerful, artistic work that is Dusty's Napkin Number 1. Available on eBay now. Dusty's art sells for not insubstantial amounts of money. And this very important piece, well, I'd like to think it's worth even more. I'm not a financial advisor, so certainly don't. But I reckon it's going to be worth more, especially if this podcast takes off. And if you want to buy Dusty's Napkin Number 2, come along to the art auction we're throwing Feb 10 at the Howling Owl. It is so nice, isn't it, to have an ad. To start the show with an ad. Some people might say, I want to stay real. I don't want to sell out, man. I don't want to be commercial. I don't want to turn this into a money-making enterprise. Not here. Not on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. This is exclusively a sellout enterprise. This is the one and only self-avowed catamaran buying podcast on that I have heard of. Someone else might be doing it somewhere else, but this, for me, this is the only one I know about. And we love having ads. We love making money because all the money we make on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan goes towards me buying a catamaran. And it feels good to have an ad, even if that ad is for a product that I am generating by stealing someone's napkin and selling it on eBay. And an event that I'm doing after that to now sell a huge amount of art. So much. This art auction, February 10, this is getting out of control. We've got all these wonderful artists, and we're going to auction their work. And some of them, they go for huge amounts of money. Like, I now have to find their buyers to bring them to the auction to buy their work. It's just, woo, that's where I'm feeling right now. I feel like, it's a lot. So thank you for listening. That was where this podcast started, was the people listening. That's, I just have to ground myself, you know, as we move into the giddy worlds of high finance and art auctions. I got to remember where this podcast started. A manic episode where I discovered that the word McCann rhymed with the word catamaran and the word plan. Sometimes you have to take it back to the beginning. It was a happenstance rhyme and a dream that I had. And we've got listeners, and we've got ads, and we've got community. Okay. That's enough rambling from me. Let's declare this meeting open. Item number one, an interview with Dusty Rich. This wonderful napkin that you drew at a gig that I was at. Not a well-attended gig.
No.
A very weird gig in a brewery.
Yeah.
And you were emceeing. And may I just say what a wonderful job you did emceeing and bringing a very strange energy to that room. It was great.
Yeah.
But you had just had a child. I think you were in the first few months. Your child was not smiling yet. You just had a baby.
Yes. So that would have been some 2 months ago or some change. Two, 3 months ago at this point.
Yes. Two, 3 months ago.
Yeah,
you're getting smiles now? Have you turned the corner?
Yeah, we're getting laughs. We're getting full-on, like, laugh fits, which is like...
It is a real dopamine injection.
Oh, it's incredible how that... And it works exactly like any other drug where that your laugh is terrible and the raising of the baby is the worst thing I've ever done. And then she laughs and you get that hit of cocaine, that beautiful family cocaine, and then you forget all about how horrible it is. It's
Family Cocaine is a good name for something. Charles Manson was his next single he was about to
Family Cocaine.
But it is It's incredible. My dad, I remember my dad said it's like the day before you're ready to leave that baby by the side of the road,
yeah,
they smile at you.
Yeah.
And it's a little keeps you in the game. But this was done just before this napkin, just before that moment happened when you're in the pit of despair.
Yeah.
And for people who can't see, which is everybody, because there's no visual component to this, the front side of the napkin is a comedian skull with his head on fire, and he's saying, "This career is killing me," and he has comedy written underneath. And then on the other side, it's like an alien baby figure.
Some tubby little one-eyed alien thing. Which I know
why.
I mean, these were automatic sketches. It's not something else.
This was just what. Sometimes that's where the best art comes from, like leaves growing from a tree.
Yeah.
So too does the best art spring from the subconscious. I mean, to me, this is very clearly a man who, you had a big South African comedy career going, big things moving for you. You moved to Brisbane, Australia, which, while a wonderful place to do comedy, is not where institutional show business lives.
Nope.
And it's not an easy place to get ahead and make money. And then at the same time, you have this child that is not giving you anything back. And I think these two pieces really work in conversation with each other to explain a place that I have been twice.
Not to mention
having that child and going.
I mean, we haven't mentioned at all the fact that, like, there's this, I don't know if you've read the news, but this global pandemic.
Oh, tell me more about this global pandemic. I haven't heard.
Well, apparently it gives you the sniffles. And the entire world has lost its collective shit. So having the baby, having my career restarted, and now having my career obliterated.
Here's my thought on how we make money from your napkin together. First of all, I'm in possession of the napkin, but what I'd like to do is a 50-50 split,
yes,
on all proceeds from the napkin.
Yeah.
Half to you, half to the boat.
And I will...
I don't run a charity, but it's a non-for-profit.
No, I completely agree with those terms. You currently have an NFT on you of mine, a physical NFT, real-world NFT.
I'm trying to fung it.
Yeah, fung the shit out of it.
So I'm going to cut it in two.
Yeah.
By the way,
the back and the front.
It's on both sides.
Yes.
It's two pieces. It's a diptych, I think that's called in the art world. But
yes.
So I'm going to cut it in two, frame both of them. And here was my thinking. I'm having an art auction on Feb 10 if the government doesn't lock everything down. And I've got all these other, so I found this, and then I just, on a whim, I like wrote to like 15 artists, and then a bunch of them said, yay, auction my work too. So I'm like, that's happening. So here's my thought. I'm going to auction one of them off on the night.
Yeah.
And the other one we put on the internet to auction simultaneously. But that way we can both promote that one, and you've got a big fan base of people who love your work. I was up in Cairns doing the gigs there. People have these dusty badges everywhere.
Yeah.
People who really framed pictures of yours, and that's an important market to tap into. I think people right around Australia and perhaps South Africa would like to buy one of these beautiful napkins.
I would love to do what I can. I mean, fan base is such a convoluted word, but we'll see if they come out. we'll see if they come out and put some dollars on it.
So, Dusty to promote online one napkin,
and it should be my first promotion of the year.
Here we go,
because I haven't touched social media since December.
Which one do you think? I think this baby with the Y, I think that's artsy, and I think we can definitely move that at the in-person auction.
Yeah,
I think comedy flaming skull, this career is killing me, that will appeal to a big chunk of your audience.
Yeah, I think so, because they know.
Hey, that's true.
Yeah.
So if we, so I'll frame that up. I'll take some photos of that and I'll send that to you.
Perfect.
I will say very quickly, you want to join the sailing club?
I am in.
Done.
I get incredibly seasick, but I have pills for them, and I also have a boat license.
I do not have a boat license, and I don't even know if I get seasick because I've not been on a boat.
Okay. Well, I've got a boat license, so I can show you the ropes. Literally, I can show you the ropes. Literally.
Next time I'm there. Next time I'm in Brisbane, I will take you up on the offer of a sailing lesson. And also, you don't have to get on the boat if you don't have your pills.
Oh, no.
You can just hang out.
Let me clarify. I don't have a sailing license. I have a boat license.
Ah.
Which is marine license I have a marine license.
What does it qualify you to do?
To motorboat old ladies. No. It's just, it's a very funny story because, but it's a long story. But like, I got it because my in-laws came and they were like, they wanted to get to hire a boat. My father-in-law's got a license because he's a man's man. But he's like, oh, my license will work. And I'm like, your license is in a different country. It's not going to work. And he's like, no, it will. It will. It definitely will. And I'm like, okay. He arrives. Obviously, he gets me to phone them and just say the numbers on his license. And they're like, what the fuck?
We don't know what those are.
So I studied the Saturday because you can get it online and then you have to go do a practical test.
I didn't know that.
We were leaving to go on this holiday on the Tuesday. I got online, studied, did the theory test on the Sunday, got 100%. Then went and did the practical test in Redland Bay up the way up from Brisbane on the Monday. And like literally they had one spot open. I went and did the test. I had never been on a boat. I'd never even been on a boat. Then I went to do theory on Sunday, practical on Monday, and I had my license on Tuesday. And we hired a boat on the Thursday in the Whitsundays. And I took this family, my family, out on a boat into the ocean with the only ever experience I had was a 3-hour practical test.
That's what I'm talking about. This is the level of freedom and non-bureaucracy that comes with the boat. Yeah. I did not know it was that easy to get a boat license. All right, I'm on that. Yeah, I've got a boat license. Doable.
You got it, bro. You got it. And it's really not that hard. It's literally, I think it's the most common sense test I've ever done.
Man, I took a long time getting my driver's license. I was a long, long time. I was not until the birth of the first child. I didn't bother.
Same, dude, the guy that was with me in the practical test, this guy, so there's this one thing you have to do is you throw a buoy over and you have to use this like long thing that you catch the buoy with. But the whole trick is to like, you always have to have someone in the boat and they have to point to the person that's gone overboard. And then you have to come alongside. You have to come alongside and be able to hook the person with this gaff type thing. And so that was the one part in the test that you had to pass, right? I do it. I go around. I do the procedures. I make sure one of them is pointing. I go to the buoy, grab it, put it in the boat. Passed. The guy that was with me drove over the buoy 3 times. He drove over the buoy. He got the rope that was on the buoy that you're supposed to get, he got that tangled in the propeller. We had to untangle it out of the propeller. That guy passed.
All right.
He got his license.
So not even a very high standard for being able to save somebody. You're going over people's heads.
When you go out on your boat and you're around other boats, or you go maybe because you got your boat license, you go to some tourism place where there are other boats, stay the fuck away from everyone because everyone gets their license.
Wonderful stuff there. Moving on to item number 2 on the agenda, the eBay sales of the napkin. Dusty's napkin number 1, beautiful drawing by Dusty Rich on a napkin, comma, conveying pain. That is up right now on eBay. It's just gone live. It's auctioning for the next 10 days. Start time 17 Jan 2022, 12 noon, Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And a starting price, just $10. Just $10 for your piece of history until other people start bidding on it. So if you want to find it, just go to eBay, search for Dusty's Napkin number 1. I've listed it as, I can read out the description that I've got here. Dusty's Napkin number 1, a sensational napkin drawing by comedian/artist Dusty Rich. It depicts a comedy skeleton with his head on fire, expressing that his career is killing him. This is the napkin. I put the in italics. As described on the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan podcast, I put that in bold. Comes with a beautiful frame, which I picked up from Savers, so everybody knows how special and valuable your new napkin is. 50% of the proceeds will go towards James Donald Forbes McCann's journey to boat ownership. 50% of the proceeds will be paid to Dusty Rich. The napkin has never been used to mop up food. Nobody has ever blown their nose into the napkin, although a couple times I've thought about it when it was on my desk, but I reached for a different napkin instead every time. However, do note, the napkin has been in several pockets, so bits of it are slightly crumply. But I think that adds to the artistic expression of the napkin. So that's it. Dusty's napkin, number one, available right now on eBay for you to go out and put a bid on. And that'll close in 10 days. So that'll be substantially before the rest of the auction that this one item closes. And thank goodness, because then hopefully we can use some of the money from this napkin towards paying for what is turning out to be a hugely, hugely involved art auction. Let's have item number three, the final item, affirmations. I will not have a panic attack about this art auction. I will relax, I will organize it properly, and I will see to it that the right number of wealthy art-loving individuals turn up. I will not allow myself to think that we're going into a lockdown because of the Omicron and that the art auction will get cancelled. I won't think that. Or, if that, you know what, if that does happen, I'll find a way of moving it all online. How you like that, Omicron? Yes, I affirm that I'm going to keep making this podcast. I'm going to keep working on the art auction. I'm going to find a way to get free wine for people who come to the auction. That's what they do at art auctions and art, you know, shows. There's always wine that's free to the people there. Hopefully that's also free to the people throwing the auction. And these wineries just donate their wine. Let's find out. Maybe something with canapes. Is that what they're called? Little treats on plates. Maybe we could have that at the auction too. Oh, I'd like... Yes, here's an affirmation. I will find a little hammer. Because if I'm running the auction, if I'm the auctioneer, oh, I shall require a little hammer. A little hammer to bring down. Otherwise, things aren't going under the hammer. Little hammer. Oh, we're going to keep working. We're going to keep feeling good. We're going to sell this napkin. I want to thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. I want to thank Dusty Rich for getting behind this napkin. I want to thank all the artists who are donating their art to the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan / Lonely's art auction coming up Feb 10 at the Howling Owl. I want to thank everybody at the Howling Owl for making that happen. I love you. We've got a Patreon if you'd like to hear more. Get some behind-the-scenes stuff going on the Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/JDF McCann if you'd like to find that. And if you'd like to find the napkin, it's ebay.com.au/itm/3738787864826. Ready now for your purchase. Unless you're listening to this after the 10 days, in which case, I wonder how it went. Okay, I love you very much. Keep it real. Believe in yourself. Catamaran ho. Woo!
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.